I'm Alan Lido for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, we are celebrating 25 years of professional baseball in Lexington.
Opening day is upon us. A name synonymous with the Lexington legends is Alan Stein. Alan Stein is a Lexington native. He's a well-known business executive, a longtime entrepreneur, and a civic leader involved in numerous initiatives around Lexington. Although others were involved, he really was the driver for bringing the legends and professional baseball to Lexington. Alan Stein grew up with a love of baseball, specifically the Cincinnati Reds. In this interview conducted in 2019, he talks about making trips to Crosley Field.
To see the great Frank Robinson, which he says to this day is his favorite baseball player.
So being an entrepreneurial thinker, and being an enormous baseball fan, he began to ask the question, why not bring professional baseball to Lexington?
So I got together with a couple of buddies, and we decided that we should form an advocacy group to convince the powers that be that Lexington should be on the list should there be an expansion.
That particular effort did not work out, but Stein was persistent. There was one challenge. There was no stadium. In 1996, Major League Baseball announced another expansion, which included the minor leagues, and Lexington was on the list of prospective finalists. Stein assembled a team of advocates, including Don Ball, Dudley Webb, and Lexington Herald Leader reporter at that time, Eric Gregory, and they're going to go before the committee in Boston to make their pitch.
Here's what happened. Mayor Miller, who in her reelection campaign at the Red Mile announcement, had three basic tenets of her reelection platform, and one of them was to build a minor league baseball stadium. She was on board. Well, we're in Boston the night before our presentation, and we're number one on the list at 9 o'clock in the morning. Dudley and I are there, and we have prepared what for then, 1996, was a fairly slick presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, a little video, and it was all based around this location next to Rupp Arena. Eric knocked on my door, the Herald Leader reporter, at 11 o'clock the night before, and he said, we got a problem. And he said, Mayor Miller, on the front page of the Herald Leader tomorrow morning, is going to be quoted above the fold, front page, Mayor says no to Rupp Arena site. And our whole presentation was based about the sports element in Kentucky, in Lexington, and the fervor of UK fans and being adjacent to Rupp Arena and downtown development, and it was all there. So I went downstairs, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I asked to see the bellman who would be setting up the technology in the presentation room. And I found the guy, and I gave him a $20 bill. And I said, you're supposed to have this set up at 9 o'clock. I need you to be 15 minutes late. And so our presentation was 15 minutes of me tap dancing around the love of baseball and the fervor of sports in Lexington, and we never mentioned the site. And the reason we didn't was our competitors were in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Springfield, Massachusetts, and they were both Knight Ridder, who owned the Herald Leader at that time, they were both Knight Ridder publications, and they had copies of that front page set at every one of the six members of the committee's places. And so we never mentioned it. And when, of course, I was asked about it, we said that would be a great site, but we've got plenty of other sites that we'd be interested in. And we're confident that our council will support us and that the mayor will support us. And that was as good a tap dancing as I had ever done.
Starting tonight and all summer long, Lexington will be celebrating 25 years of professional baseball, and I'm looking forward to a good season.
And all I can say to that is play ball. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.